This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison yesterday denied a request from the Kennedy campaign to take his name off. Kennedy is out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump. Kennedy's lawyer says he plans to appeal. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. A new survey says Wisconsin's child care centers need more staff. The State Department of Children and Families research shows about 60% of providers have staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve as many as 33,000 more kids if they were at full capacity. 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says poverty is a toxic stress.
Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up without the necessary resources they need?
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit stalled recently in the U.S. Senate. Relaford says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Whooping cough cases are still increasing in the area. Portage County has now issued a health alert. Wood County issued one last week. Whooping cough or pertussis can be caught and spread by both adults and children. Being vaccinated may make the symptoms more mild. Pertussis can begin with general cold-like symptoms. It will then progress to coughing fits that can interrupt breathing, sleeping, and eating. These severe coughing spells can last for several weeks or months. If you suspect pertussis, you should get tested. There's a vaccination clinic tomorrow in Wood County. If you're uninsured or underinsured, you can receive the recommended childhood and flu vaccinations from 9 to 5 on September 18th. You can call Wood County Health for eligibility and to schedule an appointment at 715-421-8911. Wisconsin 73 between Port Edwards and Nakusa will have crews continuing work throughout the week. Flagging operations will happen in both the southbound and northbound lanes on Wisconsin 73 between Wisconsin 173 and Wisconsin 54. They're working on joint and crack cleaning and will perform any necessary patching in repair areas. Next week, they should be able to begin placing the mainline asphalt pavement lower layer. It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. Heavy equipment like tractors are responsible for most farm injuries. Roadway safety is the focus this week to promote safety and health on the farm. A pre-trip inspection is important. This includes checking tire inflation, properly securing loads, and making sure you have safety equipment, including fire extinguishers and a first aid kit. A slow-moving vehicle sign will help with visibility. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is estimated to affect over 2.7 million Americans, but many don't even know they have it. AFib is a heart rhythm disorder that causes the heart to beat irregularly. If left untreated, AFib can greatly increase the risk of stroke and heart failure. You have an opportunity to learn more about AFib at a free seminar in Marshfield. It's being put on by Aspirus Heart Care Doctors on Tuesday, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It will be held at the Holiday Inn Conference Center in Marshfield. You can register for the seminar by calling 800-847-4707 or visit aspirus.org. It's National Voter Registration Day. Today is a great day to register to vote, update your voter registration, or learn more about the voting process. You can visit myvote.wi.gov. Combating child hunger is the focus of Packers A.J. Dillon's new initiative called Carry for a Cause. Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon and his wife Gabrielle launched their first Dillon Family Foundation initiative that will run throughout the 2024-25 NFL season. For every Packers home game rushing yard, the foundation will donate a backpack of food to a child in need. Dillon Family Foundation's mission is to empower families and combat hunger in their communities. Today marks the 237th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America. Mayor Matt Zacher proclaimed today to be Constitution Day in Wisconsin Rapids and this week to be Constitution Week in the city. Mayor Zacher urges residents to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames yesterday and took down the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2. With the win, the Brewers can now clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's lost to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug got the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office is looking strong so far heading into fall. Beetlejuice stayed in the top spot for the second week in a row, taking in almost $52 million this past weekend. The Michael Keaton-led sequel has now taken in $188 million domestically and $264 million worldwide. Newcomer Speak No Evil came in second place with over $11 million. The well-reviewed thriller starring James McAvoy had a pretty good opening weekend, considering you could also stream it at home. In third place is the resilient Deadpool and Wolverine, which brought in just over $5 million in week number 8 of its release. In fourth place was right-wing commentator Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, which took in a little over $4 million. And in fifth place was the Ronald Reagan biopic Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid, which took in a little over $2 million. One box office casualty from the weekend would be David Bautista's The Killer's Game, which was a box office bust. Lots of good movies still on the way this fall, so stay tuned. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards are in the books. Despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23, Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and won Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time the Emmys have been held in 2024, as the 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writers and actors strikes. Hacks winning Outstanding Comedy Series over The Bear was not really an upset, but was a surprise. Lead actress in the show Jean Smart won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Speaking of comedy, taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the scripted variety series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute must. Brilliant show. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me,
Peshawba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high of 85. Tonight, clear, 55. Sunshine with a high near 83 on your Wednesday. For Wednesday night, some patchy fog, a low around 53 degrees. Sunshine, 82 on Thursday. Chance of showers Friday with a high of 81.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.